In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more of the Greg Hill Show
on WEEI.
Our Celtics insider Mego is here. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy night before. Are you heading out tonight? I know that was traditionally a big night for you.
I used to be the queen of the night before Thanksgiving. That was the day that I either was really shining or embarrassing my entire family and the friend group that I was with at the bar.
I mean, it's nice
depending
to go back.
Who you ask.
It's always fun to go back, you know, just graduate from college, go back and rekindle an old romance.
We're past that. I've certainly graduated from the go back to the townie bar and rip it up phase. But, might go out for a martini or something.
Yeah, okay. That's the way to do it in your 30s. Excellent. But that night before and your parents were just begging you not to be hungover the next morning.
Like, and my best friend's 21st birthday is right around Thanksgiving. Oh. So there was one year when there were stories among the parents.
Yeah. You didn't make it to the table the next day?
It's a wild one.
It was a tough year.
All right. Are we talking Celtics first or are we talking controversial list of the top 10 football films of all time?
Well, why don't we start with Celtics, and then we'll get to the list, which Keith said was trash. Uh-huh. And my own husband looked at me and said, this is highly questionable. The men don't like the list.
I wouldn't go so far as to say trash. There are, I feel like, some glaring omissions, yes. But it could be a generational thing.
Well, why don't we start there, then? Because, what is it? Celtics, great. Porzingis back. Yeah. 16 points, 2 blocks. Yep. Looks awesome.
Right. I mean, honestly, and he is saying that he feels better than he did end of season. Right?
It's like his version of Tommy John. Yeah. He comes back stronger, hopefully. Uh-huh. They could win out. They could lose one game for the rest of the calendar year. And then basically you see OKC on January 5th. You see the Warriors again at the end of January, and you're just always weird against the Warriors, so that's a hard game to predict. But otherwise,
they're great with them or without them.
Yeah. They're just cruising, right. They're incredible,
and they're not going to overwork him now moving forward.
Oh,
they're
no
going to save him.
I'm sure he'll be on a minutes restriction, like NBA Cup, in contention or not. I think that they'll have him on a pretty strict regimen of how they're returning him, so I wouldn't even worry about that.
Like Greg said yesterday, it's like having a yacht with the Celtics and then adding a helicopter paddle.
An extra speedboat or two or three or whatever. You're so good. All right, on to your list because I think the issue here may have been that you ranked them.
You're going to put out a list and not rank?
Well, no, I think you had to, but I think that might be Rich's issue. But,
yeah, we are Marshall at number 7 is blasphemy.
Well, let's go. Let's share with everybody.
Too low or too high?
Too low.
I can't watch that movie again. That's what I wrote in it. Here's the thing. I make an argument for every movie that I rank, and I explain why it's where it is on the list. I'm not just throwing out numbers.
Yeah, no.
And part of my issue with We Are Marshall is again, the same friends who I would go out with Thanksgiving Eve made so much fun of me for years because basically when the movie started, I started crying.
That means it's a good one.
Cried through the entire movie, and I thought, I'm never watching this movie again. This movie's too tough.
You have Waterboy at number 10.
That's too low.
Awesome.
That's too low for
Way too low. That's my top five, but I love the pick.
Okay, Wiggy, in talking to Patriots players, NFL players love Waterboy.
Yes.
They're like, that is the football movie.
Yeah, that is a great movie. So I'm cool with it. I know your list is your ranking, whatever, but I like that it's on the list.
Replacements at number 9.
I can deal with that.
It's a fun movie to watch, but and Keanu is passable as a quarterback, but it's just full of cliches, you know?
Curtis, I think, earlier had an issue with Silver Linings Playbook because it's not a football
movie. Yeah, not a football movie. Yeah.
Wait, terrible movie?
Talk about a depressing movie.
Oh, I think it's uplifting.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like two troubled people fighting each other.
But it's not a football movie. It should not be on the list.
Okay.
Because it's a drama based around or drama with a little bit of a sport element in it. It's not a football movie.
So the reason I put it on the list is I do think it is the most accurate representation that I've ever seen of East Coast NFL fandom. Between Robert De Niro and Bradley Cooper and the whole Eagles subplot and the degenerate gambling and the superstitions of you have to sit in this chair and you walked in with this jacket on and so now you can't leave, you have to stay the rest of this game. Like, all of that is so authentic to me, and I think it's a bigger piece of the movie than people remember.
Well, if you wanted to go that route, the Philly thing, you should have put Invincible there.
No.
Yeah,
Silver Invincible's Linings is way better than
Invincible. No, it's not. Invincible is, first of all, it's based on a true story.
Yes. Vince Papale.
It's a great film.
It's based on a true story. I mean, there's a lot of ones that on there that are, quote, based on a true story.
Yeah, I mean,
Rudy is, and I love that pick, even though it's Notre Dame, not a big Notre Dame fan.
Yeah, Rudy's great.
Best part about that, quick little tidbit there, Greg.
Yes.
It was filmed at halftime of Notre Dame's beatdown of BC in 1992, which was the prequel of the 93 greatest upset in BC history, 41-39.
I don't mind Rudy being at number 2 where you have it. I have the same issue that Curtis has with Silver Linings Playbook as I have with Jerry Maguire being
Greg,
number 6 on the list. That's not
favorite,
a football film.
I'm fine with Jerry Maguire.
It's
not
Jerry
on the list.
I'm saying.
Jerry Maguire is a love story.
Yes.
It's not a football film.
Jerry Maguire is my favorite movie of all time.
It is?
Oh, absolutely.
Why? Because the little kid is so cute?
No.
So why do you have it higher?
Well, it has you had me at hello.
I consider it a football movie because half of it is about Rod Tidwell, and the Rod Tidwell character is just amazing. And I think a lot of the stuff that they get around the business side of football, aside from like that they're negotiating a contract in season, like doesn't make any sense. But the stuff that happens around the stadium, going to commercials, you don't want to shoot, like all of that stuff, I think they do a great job characterizing, especially in the 90s, like how it actually was and trying to get from one level to the next of being a star and what goes into how people perceive you as a player.
For that type of movie where it's more like romance, I would have put Draft Day.
Draft Day.
What? Jerry Maguire's way better than Draft Day.
Draft Day with Kevin Costner.
These are not football movies. You should have.
Well, I'm just saying that, but if we're going down the road where football is an aspect.
There's plenty of football scenes in Jerry Maguire.
What is wrong with you?
Have you ever seen Draft Day?
You should have replaced.
No.
It's very good.
One time somebody was trying to waterboard me and I had to watch it.
I think they show that in Guantanamo.
It's like, what?
Mago, you should have.
That movie blows.
It's very good.
You should have replaced it with Necessary Roughness.
Okay.
With Sinbad.
Well, she does have
Scott Bakula.
I give her credit when it comes to the generation thing. You have The Longest Yard.
Yes.
Great
which
movie.
Is probably,
original.
Like you would agree, Wiggy, the best football in a football movie because they got like 6 or 7 former football players.
Yep.
Yeah.
Either at the collegiate or NFL level.
And
plus, Burt Reynolds, who was a college football player as quarterback.
Great movie. Ray Nitschke, the linebacker.
Not to correct you, Coach, but isn't it Unnecessary Roughness?
What did I say? Did I
you
say?
Said necessary.
Oh, sorry. Unnecessary roughness.
Whatever. It's not on the list.
Yeah.
But that's a great one. A bunch of old heads go back to college and still have eligibility left.
Yeah. I hate to ask. Yeah. Blindside.
Blindside, Courtney. Like, I remember, I saw it in theaters, sobbed the entire time.
Yeah, so good.
And then I went back and watched it, like, a year and a half ago, and I was like, This is kind of bad.
Oh,
this is kind of a bad movie.
Disagree.
Like, I went back and it was a lot more Disneyfied than I remembered it being. Yeah. And I was like,
that is a great point, Mago. Especially the boy SJ when I watched that again.
Oh, awful.
So bad.
So bad. They're like singing Good Vibrations in the car and stuff. And I'm like, what is this? This is bad.
Wiggy and I were talking about The Program.
Oh, The Program. But I don't know.
That's Keith's pick. I've actually never seen that
See
one.
See that?
That's a great film. Oh. And it's obviously, I'm going to say this. I don't know how you don't have Brian's song on the list. It is,
okay.
It is the single greatest tear-jerking football story, true life, real football story told in a cinematic form ever. And how Brian's song is not on the list is beyond me.
I think you'll appreciate the explanation.
Sketch. It's sketch.
Brian's song is the writer. You know when bands go on the road and they put a writer in, and it's like, I gotta have green M&Ms in the dressing room, and that's how you know if they read the writer or not.
Yes.
That's Brian's song.
Okay.
People are all in the comments and they're like, where's Brian's song? I'm like, thank you for reading the list.
Okay, all right. So you did that on purpose.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Some of the lists may have been manipulated to start conversation.
I mean, I think that's probably an old head thing. Like,
but she does have the longest yacht on there, which is 1974-5.
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, and Brian's song is what? Billy Dee Williams and Peter?
No, it's James Caan.
James Caan. In the 70s. But The Program, is it like a 90s movie? And that was like one. You have to check that out.
You're right. I'm wrong. It's Necessary Roughness. Oh, okay. It's not Unnecessary Roughness.
So yeah,
And what about, did you give any consideration to Varsity Blues?
No.
Why?
Varsity Blues I enjoy it, but it's such a goofy movie. We were mocking it on the school bus when it came out in the 90s. We're like, I don't want your knife. Like, come on, guys.
I rap 34 dive. I got a kooky one for you.
By the way, did you bring up Landman?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
Yep.
Ali Larder, who is most well known
for the bikini,
the whipped cream bikini, plays the ex-wife very well.
She has aged
in Landman.
Very nicely.
Yeah, she has aged.
She has aged very nicely.
She's gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But your Friday Night Lights movie being number one makes me believe that you are a big Friday Night Lights movie fan. So do you put that above the TV show?
I just think they're really different. It's
so
apples
different,
to
but
oranges.
One is
That's
way better.
That's the biggest joke.
Yeah,
the whole
that
thing.
Was. Yeah.
No disrespect.
Wait, you don't like the movie Friday Night Lights?
I hate it.
I watched the series.
You
a little
only
bit.
Like the feel good movies.
No, I know, because I love Friday Night Lights, the TV show, and I think the movie just doesn't even hold even close to the TV show.
Well, but the movie is based on the book, which is based on a real story of the football team, and I just think the way that, from a journalistic perspective, the writer who went down there and spent a year with that team and then transformed it into a movie that honestly is, like, really hard to watch at times.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
To be fair, I read the book. I watched the television series a little bit. I don't even think I saw the film, so I probably can't. It doesn't seem like it's
but
top.
I love the TV
It doesn't seem like number one. Is Minka Kelly in the movie?
No.
Okay, forget it.
I saw the movie.
If Minka Kelly's not in the movie,
but
then
Connie Britton in both.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
But it should not be number one.
I gotta ask Wiggy.
It shouldn't be one on the list. No, it could be.
Where do you land on Any Given Sunday?
Any Given Sunday is top three.
Really?
Yeah, Any Given Sunday, because for me, I look at the Any Given Sunday, it was a little bit, overboard, but the characters, the LT character, the Jamie Foxx, the LL. I was telling Greg that Pacino used to come and watch Bill Parcells when I was with the Jets to kind of get some inspiration. So it's one of those movies where it has kind of everything. It has enough football in it for you to be like, this is a football movie. So that's why I say I would probably put it somewhere in the top five. I seen Friday Night Lights. I wouldn't have a top five too high. And if you want a kooky movie that is a woman empowerment movie from the 80s, Greg and I was talking about this, could have been on the list, Wildcats with Goldie Hawn.
Wildcats?
Yes.
I like Goldie Hawn.
Yes. where she goes into a high school in, what, New York or something?
And as long as we're talking about decades past, Wiggy, from our childhood, glaring omission with Gus. You left. Huh?
Gus?
Yeah,
never heard of it.
You never watched Gus?
What the hell is Gus?
Gus is the dramatic story of the field goal kicking donkey. That was a very, very popular film.
Wow. This is like the original Air Bud?
Yes, far be long before Air Bud. Wiggy.
I don't think it's a
Disney classic.
If I seen it,
who hasn't seen Gus?
If I seen it, it was so long ago. If you would have said, because what's his name? Don Knotts is in it. Yes. What's the one where he's the talking fish?
Mr. Limpet. Isn't that the one that he's Don Knotts is the fish? I think
that's the one I seen. Yes. It was from that era. So
Mr. Limpet is your nickname at Echelon.
But all right.
There's a lot of cocaine in the 80s.
Anything with Don Knotts in it, I tell you, you can't go wrong.
Yes, I gotta tell you. Gus, I think there might have been a Gus, too. All right, well, listen, I appreciate the fact that you put a lot of effort into
this.
Yeah, and, I had fun with it.
You can read what Mego writes at weei.com, and I hope you have an awesome Thanksgiving.
Thanks,
enjoy all the food. Are you a turkey or ham person? I can't remember. Do we ask that? Are you? Wiggy's a big ham.
I would love to see a ham
at
Thanksgiving, but it's always been turkey. It's always turkey. And I'm grateful for everybody else preparing the food. So I'll just show up and eat what is served.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. All right, that's Mego, our Celtics insider on a Celtics Wednesday. And we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins got shut out by the Canucks. 2-0 was the final with one of Vancouver's goals. The game winner coming from Jake DeBrusk. He did get a nice tribute video before this one, and Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 13 saves in the loss. To the 13 shots on goal for the Canucks, the Bees had 33. Jabril Peppers returned to Patriots practice yesterday, declining to comment on what's been going on. No confirmation on when he could see game action. And to help you prepare for Turkey Day games tomorrow, Bears-Lions is at 12:30, Giants-Cowboys at 4:30, and Dolphins-Packers will be 8:20. And today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is Sushi Madness. Pick up select varieties for $6 each. That's right, select varieties of sushi are $6 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Speaking of film, as we just were, I believe on Friday for something to do on the Jersey Shore, I'm going to venture out to the theater and go and see Denzel Washington.
Right.
And what?
Keith said, not that good.
Rich said it wasn't that good.
He said it was
Gladiator 2 was not
good. I've heard a few different people say that it was not that good.
Really?
Really?
Check it out. Let me know.
Denzel is, he's on the list in Mego's list with Remember the Titans, number 5.
Guy has never really made a bad movie.
No,
go see Wicked.
It's Gladiator 2. Like, how could it be that bad?
Yeah. Well, I want to hear your feedback on it on Monday, because Rich said it was okay, but I want to get your feedback on it.
I will say this, Greg, you're kind of fraudulent.
What do you mean?
You mock the lack of creativity all the time about why we have all these sequels.
True.
And you're defensive of Gladiator 2 and ripping people who say it may not be good.
But it's Denzel.
Yeah.
Like, I give him a pass, Curtis.
That's true.
He can do anything he wants, but I know I understand that criticism.
I appreciate your care.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
In your understanding, it is 42 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon.